Okay, so you were talking earlier about not being attached to people behaving certain ways on holidays. And I have this thought that today my partner is supposed to be kind to me every minute of the day. Because
Why?
it's my birthday, which I kind of don't even want to admit to you, but that's part of the deal. So I have to tell you that. So, yeah, I really, really want her to be kind to me all day.
Okay, did
And
you tell her yesterday?
I didn't know. I didn't.
Oh, so you want her to just know
Magically
exactly what
know.
you want and just be like, I woke up today and there was a chalkboard in my head filled with all your wishes and desires.
Yes. But I could tell her it's not too late that
Yeah, you
my
can
wish.
definitely do that. I mean, I always think the first thing when we have expectations as to how people should act, like rule number one, if you have expectations how other people should act, you got to tell them first. Like, otherwise, you're not entitled to your expectations. So we just tell them. And that way, we give them a fighting chance. Then at least we will know one of two things. They said, thank you. I would love to treat you the way you like. And I'm going to make that now our relationship will be simple. Or they can say, like, no, that's not how I like to love you. And they just don't do it. And then at least we have a 50-50 shot of we might not need any mental work at all. If somebody just wants to do what you ask them to do, great. We're done. We can change the circumstance. We don't have to change our thinking. But then we have the crop of people who are not going to do it just the way you want. And then that's when we have to start deciding how important are these things? Why do we think they might not be doing these things? Is this like them truly being an ass? Or is this like, it's just like I would have loved for Chris to get me stuff today. I didn't tell him to get me anything. So I don't expect anything today. Okay, so that's number one. So I already screwed my own pooch. If I wanted a gift, I should have said something. So I don't expect anything today. But let's say I said it and he didn't get me anything. That is where I have to decide, like, how big a deal is this to me? And I've just like for our relationship, is I know my husband really well. And he just doesn't think about stuff like this. Even if I tell him, he is likely, like right now, he's in there with our son. He's going to spend more time with Logan today than he's going to spend with me because Logan is very important to him. And so I just decided, you know what? If my husband is not going to get me gifts, but it's important to him to spend time with Logan, I'm not going to feel bad about that. That's going to be my choice. Because then I just at least get to feel good. So let's think about this. So you could still tell your partner that you would like for her to be nice to you all day long because it's your birthday.
Kind.
Kind. Okay. Be kind to you all day long. All right. That's great. Now, before we coach any more on it, if you had to put a number to it on a scale of 1 to 100 as a percentage, what's the percentage of her being kind to you the rest of the day likely to be?
It's like between 50 to 75%.
So pretty fucking good. I mean, in Vegas, when you gamble, you get less than 50% odds.
Okay.
Like,
It
I would
doesn't,
take
I
that
don't
bet
feel
all
very
day. Like, if
confident.
somebody said, Corinne, like, you got, let's just say 51 to 75%, I would probably bet, like, I'd go to Vegas with a lot of money. And I'd be like, just every single time I'm going to bet red because if 51 plus percent of the time I'm going to win, then I'm going to keep betting because over time I'm going to win.
I don't feel confident that I'm going to have kindness.
Okay.
Feels iffy.
Okay. Is it because it's not 100%?
I think more like it's not more like 90%.
Okay. So you could deal with 10% unkindness, but anything less than that, we can't handle on our birthday. Or we don't want to handle on our birthday.
Yeah, I just want kindness on my birthday.
Okay. So if you're likely to not get it and it's iffy at best, so we already know we can ask for it. Let me ask you this. With your partner, does she know what kindness to you looks like? Or do you just say, I just wish you would be kind today? Or are you explicit? Here's what kindness looks like. You do and say these things, and you don't do and say these things today.
That is a really good question, too. I think I could be more explicit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we turned up the explicitness of it and we gave her a really good detailed picture of what you would like to experience on your birthday, do your odds go up at all?
They do go up. They don't go to 90.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So what we know right now is that if you talk to her and you are explicit with her, odds are really good you're going to get what you want, just not everything you want. But you'll get a lot more than what you're right now. You're just kind of holding your breath. It's almost like I'm holding my, like I want her to be kind, but I'm holding my breath for when she's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. So we've already solved a lot of this. We're like, all right, we're not going to hold our breath. We're going to be clear and kind. Like if I want kindness, I better damn well ask for kindness in a kind way, which you look like a very lovely person. I don't worry about you bulldozing in like me saying like, oh, damn it, this is the way we're doing it today. And you're going to be kind. That'd be like me going in wanting kindness and acting like an ass to get it. So you don't look like that person. Now let's prepare for when she gets it wrong. Because it sounds like in your mind, she's likely to not be able to meet your expectations.
Yeah.
What do you want to make it mean when she doesn't?
I want to make it mean it's time for me to take a breath.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do. So when you need to take a breath, what are you making it mean when she's like, just think about how, like, to take a breath, you've got to feel patient in that moment when she's not being kind. So in order to feel patient so that you can take a breath, what do you need to be thinking in that moment about whatever it is that she says or does that's unkind?
Maybe it's something about celebration or kindness from myself to me about it.
Okay. Like what?
Because I just want to celebrate that I'm alive another year or another day. You know, okay. That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
It's a really good thing. And I don't take it for granted, actually. You know, a long, long time ago, I had an experience with somebody who killed somebody. And, you know, that person did not kill me. And that's a really good thing. You know, I survived. And I also got really sick several years ago, and that didn't kill me either. And so I think every day's a gift. And even if she's unkind, today's a gift.
So that's what we want to be thinking. When she's unkind, say like, you know what? Today is, no matter what she says, today is still a gift. No matter what, no matter like whether she's kind or not, I still feel like every day is a gift and I still get to celebrate. Because I think there's like some tangling here of I can't maybe celebrate unless she's doing these things.
Yeah. Well, I last month I had the opportunity to work in India for the whole month.
Okay.
And the people in India are really kind. And so I had this amazing, it was really hard in many ways because of the work, but it was also this amazing, you know, life-changing to be there a whole month and to be around all these people. And there was lots of spirituality that I was working in that area. And it was just incredible. And everybody I met was kind to me. I mean, we weren't trying to have a, you know, intimate relationship, but everybody was kind. And then when I was coming home, I'm like, okay, I hope that this can continue, you know, but it's a whole different culture. And
it's a different culture, different, you know, just all kinds of different things.
Yes.
And you weren't intimate with them.
Right.
It's really easy to be like, you could come to the South and everybody's kind if they don't know you.
Yeah.
We're known to be some of the nicest people on the earth until we're family. And then we're fighting like fucking cats and dogs.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, I think for you, it's thinking about, you know, one, how do I set it up for the day? Like, I know what I want today. And so how do I make that happen for me? One is I've put a little bit of my happiness today very contingent upon my partner, who I want her to be like Indians. I want her to be kind and all these things. And that is not who she is. Like, she didn't grow up there. She didn't, like, you know, experience that. And we're intimate. So we all let our guard down when we're in an intimate situation. You know, we are usually more of our truer selves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's thinking about, what can I tell her and communicate first, so that I can make sure, like, if I, you know, the kindest thing I can do for her is to not be vague about what I want, or to have unspoken expectations. That's not kind. And it's not mean, but it's not the definition of kind. Kind people are going to help you as much as you can.
Yeah.
And you need to help her meet your expectations. Now, she still has freedom of choice. She still gets to be her own human. There may be things that she's like, that would be easy. And there's going to be some things like, she's like, that's not so easy for me. Or I don't care about that. Or I don't understand why that's a big deal. Like, because to her, it's not, you know, it's, and then you are now got to be kind to you when she misses your expectations. And it's like, all right, I already know she has a 20 to 30% chance of missing them, even if I'm clear and explicit. So during that time, what does kindness toward me look when those things get missed? Because it's easy to be angry. It's easy to be resentful. It's easy to be disappointed, let down. But what's not easy is taking those moments and saying, so how am I going to be kind to myself in this moment? Because I really want to celebrate every day that I have to live.
Maybe it's just saying, okay, she gets to be who she is, and I'm going to do my best to let this go.
Yeah. Also, and this keeps coming up, you know, I never thought about it this way, but man, I'm going to do this work. I'm actually going to journal on this. When we say they get to be who they are, we need to write about who do we think they are? Because like all of what we think somebody is not truths. It is the collection of stories we've made up. It is our belief system around another human. It is the way we have decided to think about this other human.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this on my dad today, as a matter of fact, because I keep seeing that he called. And now it's just like, now my daddy is in my mind. Here it is, Mother's Day, and all I'm thinking about is my dad. So writing about who we think they are and then examining our thoughts about, like, my gosh, is this how I really want to think about them for my feelings? Y'all, this is not to gaslight yourself and to lie, but to really think it through the lens of, does this collection of thoughts make me feel better, peace, neutral, good, whatever it is? Or does this tend to make me feel on edge, anxious, on guard around them, hesitant, maybe judgmental? Like, just kind of looking at it.
Yeah.
And just make sure we like our working definition. There will be parts that will feel very real, that where, you know, we all have loved ones probably in our lives that actually hurt us or, you know, whatever, don't meet our expectations. We may want to keep those. I just want us to keep it consciously and just to realize this is the thought I'm choosing to keep on purpose, even though I know this thought may hurt me some. But this hurt feels very real, and I'm here for the hurt. Because if you're doing that, you don't have to eat and stuff. And you didn't bring up eating, but this is for everybody else. For the other things, you may look at some stuff and be like, oh my gosh, either they're not like that anymore and I'm still writing about them as if they've never changed. That has happened to me before. You could write down a few things where you're just like, man, I think there's another lens or perspective here. Maybe this isn't 100% true. Maybe there's a way to think about this in a way that actually lets me feel a little more ease around them. Because I do think I just, maybe y'all will disagree with me, but I think it's a loaded sentence sometimes. And I think I miss it as a coach very often when y'all say, I'm going to just let them be who they are. And it's like, well, who do we think they are? Because if your definition is really painful, then you're basically saying, I'm going to let them be really painful in my life.
Yeah.
And you wonder why we're like making zero traction. In fact, if the lady that I coached first hears this, think about that on the way to see your mom. I wish I had asked you that. So think about that, Carolyn. And,
Things have changed in our relationship, and so we're both adjusting to the change. And it's not easy, and it's sad. She's deaf, and she's blind, and she's going more blind. So being more blind is just not fun. It's just not. And it changes how we can communicate effectively. So she has
and honestly, I will just tell you, if I was losing my senses, it would probably be really hard for me to be kind to someone else because I would be in so much fear, devastation, and like anger in myself. I don't know if I would have a lot of space for kindness. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, to make you feel bad for what you want, but just to, you know, a lot of times when we talk about things, I don't know. I can't imagine, like, I just think like if Chris was losing his senses, like my biggest fear for Chris is that he'll have dementia or Alzheimer's because he loves to learn. He loves his brain and everything. And I often think, boy, he would be a mess, like a real mess if that ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see where it would be hard for him to be himself. Like, even if something like that was happening, how would you have the emotional bandwidth for anyone else when you're in your own emotional crisis?
Yeah, I think I'm really glad you mentioned all that because it's true. It's hard. She's in a hard place.
Yeah.
By the way, I know my Zoom is like doing something wild, coming in and out. I don't know if you see that. I got to fix that. I don't know what's happening.
It's one of the camera settings. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Okay.
So just think about communicating with her today and then holding compassion for yourself that if she, you know, it may just be something as simple as if she misses the mark today, maybe she gave all she could. And some of the other stuff going on with the change in her vision and the change in her hearing and everything is, you know, it's not like you're just asking someone who worked all week, you know, could you be kind to me on Mother's Day or on my birthday? It's just a different wrinkle in y'all's relationship.
Yeah. And she actually was born deaf. So that hasn't changed. Okay. It's okay. The vision is what's like, it's done this for many, many, many years. And now we're about here.
It's gotta be tough. I mean, it's got to be tough on both of you because, you know, probably since she was born deaf, vision has been like a keen sense for her. And to be losing that one on top, you know, where she won't be able to see or hear you. I mean, good Lord, you're going to make me cry just talking about this.
Well, I work in this world. And so it's kind of normal to me. I work with people who are deaf and blind all the time. So, I mean, if you've never done that, I can see how, you know, you said what you just said. But I mean, and it is true that it's hard. It just is hard. And that's not, I don't know that we need to change the thought about that.
You know? No, I think, well, since you've worked in that world, you're probably rock solid. I think you have what you need. I think you know that you just need to talk to her.
Yeah.
And you need to be there for yourself, knowing that you already know she's not going to get it right all day. But she stands a chance of getting it more right than wrong if you tell her what you need and what you would love.
Yes. And I think that's a really good point. Yeah. Let her know what I want. Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have a good one, Carolyn. Bye-bye.